Dare to Believe podcast. I'm Christy Grainer, and I'm here with Brittany Wagner. How are you, Brittany?
I'm doing well. How are you, Christy?
I'm very good. Yeah. Good. Thanks for joining us today. Today, we want to talk a little bit about our Emerge Transformation School. It has been going for over 14 years now, so it's pretty exciting. But a little bit of the history of why we even do this school is that I had been a pastor in the local church for 20 years, and my passion is adults learning and how adults grow and develop. And what I found is it was a Lutheran church. And what I found was Lutherans are really good at taking care of the kids. I mean, and worship's good. They pay attention to adults, but it's kind of like sometimes there's a Bible study for adults, sometimes maybe a small group, but really everything education-wise and learning-wise was invested in the kids. And I was hired and brought on because my passion is adults and how do adults grow and develop. And we really, as believers, should be lifelong learners. We have never learned all there is to learn about the Lord and how he does life, how wants us to do life. And there's just always more going on. And so growing and develop as a lifelong learner is important as a believer. And I knew that. And at the church, we had a leadership development program that I was in charge of and lots of good classes and small groups and all those good things. And when I left that church, people were asking me, are you still going to do a school? And I love that, but it's a lot of work. You can attest to this. It's a lot of work doing a school, but it's so worth it. And so I wasn't sure if that's something that the Lord had called me into at this next phase when we started Dare to Believe. When I left the local church, it was when we started Dare to Believe Ministries, my husband, Gary, and I. And we were praying about it and looking into some things. And there was a curriculum that was excellent that we knew of out of Bethel and Reading. And way back then, probably 15 years ago, it cost $7,000 to do this. And we're just getting started and didn't have funds. And I mean, it's still a lot of money no matter to pay for a curriculum. And a check came in from a person and they handed it to me and they said it was for $7,000. And they said, you know, if you want to use this for the school, use it for the school, but there's no strings attached. So if that's not on your heart, don't feel pressured. And I just, wow, I love the idea of doing a school. And so we started a school in that first year. We had like 46 students. It was really fun. And it was like drinking water out of a fire hose for all of us. We were hit the ground running and it was so impactful. And now 14 years later, we're still doing our school. And we call it Emerge Transformation School. Yeah. So you've been a part of that.
I have. I've gone through 3 years. So the school goes up to 3 years. The first year, really, you just get immersed in all of it. And like Christy said, it's kind of like drinking from a fire hose. But it's a way to be discipled and mentored into just learning more about God. And that's really where I got the bulk of my learning, where I got to learn more outside of what I was provided in the church in my own upbringing. I was raised Catholic. And so it just opened up my eyes to the whole new world of what God is and what he's capable of and really what a relationship looks like with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have people from all over the place that are students in our school. You don't have to be, we're not a church. Dare to Believe Ministries is not a church. So we ask you to be part of a church. And we ask you to get a pastor's recommendation so your pastor knows what's going on. But people are from all different denominations, all different backgrounds. But they're looking to grow in their destiny and who they were created to be. And the beauty of the way we do the school is we want you to learn who you are, but also to mentor you to become who you were created to be. And that's different for every person. Yeah. And so as you go through from first year to second year to third year, there are internships involved and we want to stretch you to grow and develop into the unique person you were created to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a progression really. I mean, that first year is just a lot of learning and getting that foundational information that mm-hmm. you need so that you can understand who you are, the gifts that God has uniquely given you and yes. uniquely created you to be.
And your identity
yeah,
as a follower
yeah.
of Christ, what that means, that you are mm-hmm. loved unconditionally, that you God's for you, not against you, that God is good. Those type of things. We talk more generally about the realities that we have to be aware of as believers if we're going to accomplish these things.
Yeah. Yeah. And then second year, you kind of, you get to dip your toe into doing an internship and what mm-hmm. that looks like and where you feel like God's leading. And then third year really is about the
internship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's what I love too is as you progress too, you kind of get further mentored into who you were created to be, which is just beautiful because you really feel like you're stepping into your calling and you have a good understanding of where the Lord wants you and where you're supposed to grow and learn. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, for me, it's been life-changing and impactful.
And we keep learning. I mean, yeah, you don't have to be a student. We have pastors, we have intercessors mm-hmm. for our school. We have a beautiful team that are volunteers that help us with the school. And as part of the school, what we do is we start out the year focusing on discovery, discovering who you are, who God is, who God says you are, learning how to hear the voice of God, those type of things.
Yeah. And then we move into the development phase. And really what that is understanding the gifts, the spiritual gifts, developing your own spiritual gifts so that you have an understanding again of who you are and who God created you to be with your own gifts. Mm-hmm. And then we move into the delivery phase, and that's where you're actually getting to operate in your gifts. And so the school includes a lot of activations. We include outreach and worship. I mean, there's a lot of different opportunities wherever the Lord has led you and how he has created you to be. There's ways to stretch you and grow you into those unique gifts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of this is delivery then as well, getting this out of you and out into the community you live in, into the church you attend, into your workplace, into your family. It's not just about you, although we really do focus on you, but how do you impact the world around you? It's not just for your sake. This is for the world's sake. And the Lord needs you to be who you were created to be so you can impact the world the way you were created to impact the world. And so this school takes place each year from September to early June. And we take a break at Christmas time mm-hmm. for a couple of weeks, but we meet on Monday evenings because our goal is to accommodate people who have full and busy lives. So we meet from 6:15 to 9:30 on Monday evenings, every Monday evening, mm-hmm. pretty much except a couple throughout from mid September to early June. But then we also have 5 intensives, and our intensives are Friday night and all day Saturday. So what we do then is we get in a little deeper. We get in a little deeper to know each other and to learn at a deeper level. We bring in special speakers, some amazing speakers
yes.
for this. And we invite the public in as well, but we have special accommodations for our students at those events.
Yeah, and that's all included as a part of the tuition. You get mm-hmm. to be involved in those intensives. You also get a free Sozo session. And if you haven't listen to our earlier podcast on Sozo, I highly recommend you do that. Mm-hmm. But you also get a free Sozo session as a part of the class. And really, it's just a way to help you grow, help you heal, and just step into who you were called and created to be. And it's an amazing course. Like I said, I've gone through 3 years, and it's just totally impacted me.
And we do have we do this in Burnsville, Minnesota. So we do have our main location in Burnsville, Minnesota. But we also recognize that people need something convenient to where they live. And we are in the Twin City area. We do have a group that meets in Plymouth, Minnesota. And Brittany's
least,
part of that.
Yeah, yeah, at least for right now. But we have what it boils down to is we have remote location opportunities. So
right.
while we might not be in one certain location come the next year or the year after, we do have the capability of having
of doing
sessions.
It remotely. And what that means is we have to have a person who understands our school and how we do our school who will be in charge of that location. We have to have at least 5 students at that location and one person who would volunteer to be a pastor there and a couple intercessors that would attend in that location. So it does take a team to make this happen, mm-hmm. but we are portable. And if you are in an area where you'd like to host a remote location. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would love to talk to you about that and have the possibilities. But we just love watching people grow and develop. And because I've been a pastor for 30 some years and done ministry for so long and people know what Dare to Believe carries, I do get calls and texts and emails from people saying, would you be willing to mentor me? Would you be willing to be my spiritual parent? Or would you be willing to disciple me? And the answer to that is I would love to, but I'd need you to be part of the school. And we have a lot of people. My husband, Gary's part of the school. We bring in a lot of amazing speakers and you would be encouraged and discipled by all of them and mentored by them. And we do pastor groups in this school. That means you would have a individual who pastors you through the process, who takes care of you, make sure you're getting what you need, or help you if you're having a tough time. Because the reality is everybody wants to grow, but if we could do this on our own, we would. Mm-hmm. And there's usually something tough we've got to work through to get a breakthrough in our personal life and in getting through to be who we were created to be. And what we want is a community around you to help you with that breakthrough.
Yeah, absolutely. And one unique thing that I think Dare to Believe carries, that's just an awesome part of the school, is that Christy is heavily connected with Bethel, as she had stated, but also she's been trained up under John Paul Jackson. So she carries a lot of the Streams Ministries anointing. So it's just a unique combination of gifting that gets brought into the school and carried through as a part of the learning process.
And if you want to ever sit in with us, we do have times during our school year when we have open houses where we offer, we have to have you register and you come and you can sit in and watch what we do and get a feel for what we do. But if you're not available, you check those out on our website. You can get that information on our website. But if that, for some reason, that time isn't working for you, you can reach out to us via our website and ask to visit, and we certainly would accommodate that if at all possible. We'd love to see you there. We love what God's doing there. It's wonderful.
It is. And if you want more information, just go to dtbmn.org/ETS. So that's Emerge Transformation School. So it's dtbmn.org/ETS.
Yeah. So we'd love to see you. We'd love to answer questions, and you can find us on the web.
There's also a waitlist page there. So if you happen to be listening to this in the middle of the school year, but you're really excited and you want to join us during the next school year, you can just sign up for the waitlist and we'll get you added.
What does it mean to be on the waitlist?
So that means that we're going to reach out to you when we have those open houses that Christy mentioned. It also means that when we're gearing up for our next school year, we're going to reach out and get you connected, because we'd love to have you be a part of the school.
Yeah, and what that process looks like is you actually do fill out an application. We do meet with you because we want to make sure that we do an interview, making sure that you're the right kind of person for the school, but also that the school is the right place for you, that you wouldn't be disappointed or that you know all the requirements, because you know it's actually a quite a bit of work. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy breezy slide through thing, but you will be impacted and you will be changed. It's a discipleship process.
Yeah, and all the requirements through the school are really, again, to help you learn and grow. And so there's book reading, there's homework assignments. Mm-hmm. Like Christy mentioned, the intensives, those are all things that we want you to be a part of. And you're going to be a part of those things as a part of a community. So it's a great way to get involved. It's a great way to get connected with like-minded believers, mm-hmm, who are running after the same thing as you. Because there's some things that you can only learn in a group of people that are running at the same pace that you are and the same things that you
are.
So,
and every one of our students is required to take go on a mission trip every year, and that is not included in tuition. And we offer you four options for mission trips. A couple of them are here local in the Twin Cities. A couple of them will require airline travel. But also, you can take a mission trip on your own. You just have to get it approved by us. It doesn't have to be one of ours, but you're required to take a mission trip because it's about taking it out and it's about serving the people of God that wherever the Lord leads you. Yeah. And so we want more experience doing that.
Yeah. And there's so much growth in that. There just is.
Yeah. So we'd love for you to be part of our school. If you have any questions, contact us. Otherwise, thanks for listening. This is Christy Grainer and Brittany Wagner with Dare to Believe Ministries.